We have been following the changing news about Boeing today.
And state lawmakers said this morning they want an ironclad commitment from Boeing. If the legislature agrees to $8.7 billion in tax breaks, they say Boeing needs to commit to manufacturing here for more than a year.
Earlier today, I talked to Senator Patty Murray. I asked her if she thought Washington State would get enough from Boeing in exchange for those huge breaks.
We are really on the brink of a major victory for this region. To have the ability to bring the jobs here and to really solidify the aerospace industry far into the future with the 777X is really important for every family and every community. So I'm really hopeful that everyone will take a breath here, that cool heads will prevail, and we can really all focus on the stability, long-term stability that this region needs with this plant.
Is there anything that Congress can do to expedite this?
We can, at our end, we can't do anything except to really help everyone here understand that this is a critical project for our state. Boeing has been very clear that we are their first choice, but we need to stand up and meet that responsibility now.
I know that we're talking about more than $8 billion in state tax cuts. Do you think that the rewards that we would get in return for that are worth that exchange?
I think that as a region, we have to say, who do we want to be 10, 15, 20 years from now? What are the investments that we can make to bring long-term economic stability here to this region? Having these production jobs, thousands and thousands of jobs here for a long time to come means that there will be more jobs available. Our young kids who are graduating will have a future. Our region will be known again and into the future as the aerospace backbone and machining parts here, building planes. That's so important for our region. So I really, again, hope that cool heads prevail. Everybody says, what can I do? And people in this region speak up and say, we want this industry here.
Senator Patty Murray was in town to rally support for ENDA, the Employment Non-Discrimination Bill that protects gay men, lesbians, and transgender people from being fired because of their sexual orientation. The Senate passed it overwhelmingly yesterday.
It was really an amazing day yesterday. I have worked hard since 1994, really, to help pass the Employee Non-Discrimination Act. And to see the Senate yesterday pass with 10 Republicans and all of our Democrats was really a great victory. And, of course, now we need Speaker Boehner to take the bill up in the House. We believe we have the votes there. He'll just allow us to have a vote, and it'll be onto the president's desk.
Now, I know that he holds the key to letting this onto the floor. What kind of leverage, if any, do you have in the Senate on an agenda in the House?
Well, we are calling on the Speaker to take this bill up, which we believe has the majority of the House members who will vote for it. We're asking our Republican friends in the House to ask Speaker Boehner to allow it to come to the floor for a vote. We know that kind of request has worked in the past, so let's repeat that and get this really important law passed in this country.
Do they need a discharge petition to make that happen if the Speaker doesn't want to put it on the agenda?
The House could do that, but certainly they don't have to. The Speaker just has to say he'll put it on the agenda and allow a vote.
Although Senator Murray was here specifically to rally support in the House for ENDA, her major focus right now is with the House Senate Budget Conference Committee. Murray and Republican House of Representatives member Paul Ryan are the point people for that, and they've been meeting since the end of the government shutdown. I asked Senator Murray what progress the two have made toward a budget agreement.
Well, first of all, my focus in this conference is to make sure we bring stability to the budget process, that we tell Americans we're not going to lurch from crisis to crisis, that compromise comes from both ends, and that I am willing to compromise and have on our side what we're asking the Republicans to do to replace these sequester cuts that are really damaging to our economy. Is we will give some, but they need to give some too, and on their part, they have to give some revenue. We are talking now. We're working hard. This is so important for setting a pathway to the future that show that we can work as a democracy. So I am hopeful, but working hard.
You mentioned that you're willing to make some concessions. Have you had any kind of move towards compromise from the Republican House?
Well, let me just say this. At this time, we are in very serious negotiations, and I'm hopeful that we'll be able to reach an agreement.
Senator, can you explain what the timetable is one more time for our listeners?
Sure. The budget conference has until December 13th to reach an agreement. That sets the pathway for putting our appropriations bills or our spending bills together by January 15th. So we just have a very short time frame to put it together.
And how long are you here in this Washington?
Just a day or two, and I'm back and working again on Monday. Even though it's Veterans Day, late in the afternoon, I'll be back to work again on this. But I'm working on the phone all weekend here.
Washington Senator Patty Murray on the record on KUOW.